1 Chronicles, chapter 25. And David and the commanders of the army separated some of the sons of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun for the work, the prophets with harps and lutes and timbrels. And the enumeration of them, men skilled for their work, was as follows. Of the sons of Asaph, Zakur and Joseph and Nathaniah and Asar Elah, the sons of Asaph, under the auspices of Asaph the prophet, under the auspices of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, were Gedaliah, and Zeri, and Isaiah, Hashabiah, and Mattithiah, six of them, under the auspices of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with the harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, were Bukiah, Mataniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Jerimoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliathah, Gidalti and Romamti Ezer, Joshbekashah, Malothi, Hothir, and Mahazioth. All those were the sons of Haman, the king's seer in the words of God, to enhance his prestige, and God gave Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the auspices of their father, in song at the house of the Lord, with timbrels, lutes, and harps for the work of the house of God, under the auspices of the king, they being the lines of Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. So the number of them with their brothers, who were trained in singing to the Lord, everyone who was skilled, was 288. And they cast lots for the guardianship, small and great in the same way, the skillful with the learner. And Asaph's first lot fell on Joseph, the second on Gedaliah. He and his brothers and his sons were 12 in number. The third fell on Zakur. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. The fourth fell on Izri. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. The fifth fell on Nathaniah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. The sixth fell on Bukiah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. The seventh fell on Jesar Elah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. The eighth fell on Isaiah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. The ninth fell on Mataniah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. The tenth fell on Shimi. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. The 11th fell on Azarel. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. The 12th fell on Hashabiah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 13th, it fell on Shubael. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 14th, it fell on Mattithiah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 15th, it fell on Jerimoth. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 16th, it fell on Hananiah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 17th, it fell on Joshbekashah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 18th, it fell on Hanani. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 19th, it fell on Malothi. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 20th, it fell on Eliathah. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 21st, it fell on Hothir. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 22nd, it fell on Gidalti. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 23rd, it fell on Mahazioth. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number. As for the 24th, it fell on Romamti Ezer. He and his sons and his brothers were 12 in number.